Welcome to the Sales is Simple podcast, sponsored by the Sandra G. Williams Agency of Farmers Insurance, providing coverage options for your life, business, home, auto, toys, and more. This podcast focuses on sales professionalism by utilizing a non-salesy approach. Each episode will provide you with actionable steps that you can immediately use to increase your sales performance. And now, here's your host, Tamon Jamison.
Good morning, sales pros, and welcome to another episode of the Sales is Simple podcast. I'm your host, Tamon Jamison, and I want to sincerely welcome you to listen along with me today as we talk about being a professional salesperson. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to sincerely welcome you. Thank you to those who have put you in touch with the podcast, or if you've done an organic search or going through the website, however you found us. Want to thank you for joining us again this week. And for my loyal listeners who have been around over weeks, months, and even the past year plus, I sincerely thank you for your support and appreciate everything that you do when it comes to supporting the Sales is Simple podcast. This week, I'm excited to bring you an interesting topic. Almost seems like a little break from the norm in talking about why are salespeople pushy? If you've been listening to the podcast for any amount of time, you realize that we talk about dispelling the myth of having to be a pushy salesperson, of not falling into the stereotype and not perpetuating the negative aura that is surrounding the sales industry. But I want to talk to you candidly this morning about why are salespeople pushy? We are all in sales. We know people who are pushy. Sometimes we have to be pushy. And I want to kind of differentiate between having a profession that's pushy, where you are always pushy, you are very aggressive, you are always combative with the customer, versus those times when we understand why we get pushy, why we have to be pushy. And pushy is a word that the overall industry uses, that customers use. And how they see us. It's not a word that we specifically use in our industry, but we understand how customers feel that we can be pushy, and they have decided to use that word when it comes to describing how we interact with them. So I want to talk about a few things on why salespeople are pushy. And again, this could be whether salespeople just act pushy, you know, certain salespeople that you are around on a daily basis within your organization or who are on your team, who are always aggressive, who are always pushing a customer, who maybe get bad reviews from a customer. And I want to differentiate those people from those of us who understand why they act that way. So the first thing I want to talk about and why salespeople are pushy and to answer that question is, candidly speaking, customers lie. All right, we know that they lie. We know that sometimes as soon as they open their mouths, they are going to tell us a lie. Most of us have heard the phrase, buyers are liars. All right. That is one of the things that we kind of resonate within ourselves because we are always being accused as being liars. But the general public doesn't see the lies that they tell us and doesn't recognize that they're lying to us on a regular basis. Now, some of them lie intentionally. When they say, oh, I can't afford that, or I got a price somewhere else that was cheaper than yours. And then some of them lie inadvertently. You know, one of the ways that customers could lie inadvertently or purposefully using the same thing is if they say, I'm going to call you back. Now, they could be saying that, lying to you, saying, hey, if I tell them I'm going to call them back and that this is an amateur salesperson, that's going to be the end of our interaction because I'm not going to call them back. They're not going to call me back, and I don't have to deal with them anymore. But as I mentioned in previous episodes, customers could just get busy. Life happens to them. There may be emergencies that come up. They have to travel out of town. There's death in the family. Their kids get sick, whatever the case is. And when they genuinely intended to call you back, they didn't call you back. Okay? So we have to understand the difference between the two, but we realize that sometimes we feel the need to be pushy because we know that customer is either lying to us or they're thinking about lying to us. All right. Another time when they lie to us is when they break appointments. All right. Again, that could be something where they were just flat out lying or life happened. But either way, they told us they were going to do something and they didn't do it. When we do that, we're liars, right? We're sleazy. All right. We are the stereotypical salesperson. But when they do it, it was an honest mistake, or I just forgot, or whatever other reason that they give you for breaking that appointment or not calling you back. It's okay, because I'm the customer. I'm always right. You're the salesperson. You're at my beck and call. Your profession is beneath me. And all those things that they internally think about us and our profession and our careers, it justifies to them that they can lie to us. All right. Now, we know that they're lying. We know that they're probably going to lie. And we know the difference from when they are being strategic about the lie or if something just really happens. When somebody tells us that they can't afford it or that it costs too much or that they have a better price somewhere else, we as professionals know the tactics that we can use and the strategies that we can use to verify whether or not that price is generally better at another place or if they can actually afford it. Or they're just telling us that so that they can try to negotiate a better deal. So the number one reason why salespeople are pushy and why customers see us as being pushy in certain regards is because they lie. All right. Another reason why we are sometimes categorized as being pushy is because customers can't appreciate the benefit of making a decision or making that decision quickly. All right. As sales professionals, we know our offering. We know that we have picked the perfect offering for them. And sometimes, even though they realize that they need what we're selling, they can't fully appreciate yet how much of a difference it's going to make in their lives and how quickly it's going to make a difference in their lives. So they kind of drag their feet. They lollygag about making the decision. We know, based on past experiences, how much our offering has changed the lives of our previous customers. We know what it can do to them and their lives and how it can change their lives, make their lives easier, faster, better, cheaper, whatever our offering does for them. We know that if they go ahead and say yes and get the ball rolling, that they will start to see the benefits of the offering that we are selling to them. The problem is customers don't always appreciate that. And we realize they don't appreciate that. So with our expertise, sometimes we have to be pushy in their eyes. We have to overcome their objections. We have to challenge those objections. We have to pester them so they feel and continue to follow up with them, because we know what we offer is in their best interest. Not only the product or the service that we're offering to them, but the service that we are personally offering or our company is offering. Yeah, they may be shopping a competitor. They may be talking to another sales professional. But we are confident in the fact that if they don't do business with us, with our company, and do it quickly, they are going to suffer one way or another. And because they are in the heart of the negotiation, the going back and forth, the considering it, the thinking about it, and all these other things that they have to come up with to try to object to making a move right now, they don't realize that we need to go ahead and move forward with this because I can really see the value in it. And maybe my pride is hurt, or maybe I will feel like I didn't win if I go ahead and say yes right now. All these different instances that keep the customer from moving forward, we have to be a little bit pushy. And in this term, I'm using pushy as synonymous with being assertive, not aggressive, but we have to be pushy in getting the customer to start thinking about making the decision that we know is best for them. Okay? They don't always know what's best for them. There are certain situations where the customer has done a lot of research. They've researched the product or service. They've researched the company. They may have even researched you. And they feel like that they have all the information that they need. But we have some internal information about our specific product. We are selling ourselves as much as we are the offering. And we have to get it across to them that if you don't make a move right now, you are going to jeopardize a lot of things. You're going to jeopardize the safety. You're going to jeopardize the value. You may jeopardize the deal You may jeopardize the cost savings that you're going to have. You may jeopardize the joy that you're going to get from it. All that stuff is going to be in jeopardy if you continue to prolong this decision. The third thing that I want to talk about and why salespeople pushy kind of piggybacks off what I just said. Sometimes that deal is going to go away. Okay. Customers think we are always lying when we say this is the best deal. There's an expiration date. It's going to expire. You have until this date to make this decision. And they see it as a sales tactic. Now, in their defense, a lot of salespeople over the years have used that as a sales tactic, even when it wasn't true. Okay. They know. And when I say they, I mean the salesperson knows that this person can get the same deal 3 weeks from now that they can get today. But the salesperson who is weak will try to tell that customer, this deal is only good for 24 hours or 48 hours or for the next 4 days, knowing good and well that the customer can get the same deal 3 weeks from now. Okay. So what that has done has jeopardized our validity. When we tell a customer, hey, this deal is only going to be good till the end of the month, or if it's a longer buying cycle, it's only going to be good for the next 6 months, or it's going to expire tomorrow. When we tell a customer that, they have a little bit of apprehension, and it's up to us to be a little more assertive and explain to them, hey, look, I know you understand that there are expiration dates on deals, all right? Even if you get a coupon, it says on there, you must use this coupon by X date, okay? The challenge is, Mr. Customer or Mrs. Customer, if you are wrong, you're the only one who's going to suffer, okay? I'm still going to have the deal. I'm still going to have other customers that I can sell it to. I'm still going to have an opportunity to let others benefit from this deal. But if you decide, hey, you know, I think this person is lying. I think the sales consultant is lying to me and you're wrong. You're the only one that's going to lose. Now, a customer may feel that as being quote unquote pushy, but we're being a little assertive and explaining to them, look, I don't really have anything to lose. If you buy it past the expiration date, you're the one who's going to lose the money. You're the one who's going to lose the deal. You're the one who's going to pay more. And in essence, I don't mind if you buy it after that, because if I'm on commission and you pay more, I get paid more. So it's in your best interest, if you want this best deal that you're claiming that you want, or that you're trying to save money, or that your budget won't allow you to spend more than this, now's the time to go ahead and make that decision. Customers may see that as being pushy. We're being assertive because we realize that the deal actually has an expiration date. For those of you who sell online, you do the same thing, all right? When you put in there that your program or your workshop or your seminar or whatever has an early bird registration or it has an expiration date, then you have these big blaring flashing lights that says, hey, you must register by this date, or we have a limited amount of seating. But you're getting the point across that if they want to capitalize on a deal, they have to make a decision now or within a specified time frame. And if they miss that deadline, there's no complaining and there's nobody to blame but themselves. Okay. Being a little assertive in the online realm is you're constantly reminding people. Maybe you're sending out emails. Maybe you're posting on a regular basis and letting the customers know, hey, time is running close. If you want to take advantage of this deal, you better do it now. So the third reason why we as salespeople sometimes are pushy, or we feel like we need to be pushy and or are justified in being pushy, is because the deal may actually be coming to an end. Definitely may be time sensitive. Okay. Another real reason why we are pushy as salespeople at times is because we got pressure on us. Okay. We got pressure from our company. We get pressured from our boss. We have pressure from our bill collectors. We have pressure from our families. There's a lot of external pressure that is put on us to make a sale or make an additional sale or make a certain amount on a sale. And that's the life that we live in. Okay. If you're an entrepreneur, you have pressure on yourself to do the things that you need to do in order to generate the revenue that you require to make. And for those who have to answer to somebody who work for a company, who has a supervisor or manager or boss or general manager, a sales manager or regional director or whatever the title is above you, they have sales quotas that they're trying to meet. And in turn, they're trying to get you to hit your sales quota. You are trying to hit your sales quota. And so there are times when you are a little more assertive with a customer than you have to be or than you want to be, because there's a lot of pressure on you from your company, from your boss, from your family, from all kinds of external forces. And that's the life that we live. That's the reality of where we live in. And that's where I see where some salespeople who are internally not pushy, internally not assertive, can start to dive into that realm of being assertive, of being pushy, when they start getting pressure from their boss or pressure from their company, or they're running a report and they're saying, hey, I'm behind, or they get pressure internally in their families, in their own budget. And those are the times where they realize, I got to turn on the heat, because if I don't turn on the heat, I'm not going to eat. And we all know that we can only eat what we kill in this sales game. So if we're not out there making sales, we're not eating. And that pressure is real. Customers who have never sold, or maybe not sold in the capacity of where we sell, don't understand that. They don't respect that. And honestly, they don't always have to. Okay? That's our own internal pressures. That is the pressures that we signed up for, that we understand are coming. They have came in the past, and we may be experiencing them right now. But I just want you guys to understand why salespeople are pushy. And a lot of times it is that pressure that they're getting from outside. Okay. And then just to kind of wrap up and put all that together, the last piece that I want to talk about and why salespeople are pushy is that commission piece. Okay. There's no salary involved usually. All right. There's no guarantees involved usually. All right. If you're an entrepreneur, you really understand that. Okay. There's nobody paying for you to do the things that you do on a daily basis. Nobody's putting any money in your pocket. Nobody's paying your health insurance. Nobody's taking care of your expenses every month. It is completely up to you to go out and do the things that you need to do in order to make the money that you need to make or that you want to make. And because you are on commission only and only get paid when somebody pays you, there's some pressure that comes with that. And sometimes that pressure gets translated to the customer. They feel like you're being pushy. And sometimes you may be being pushy. All right. You may have gone over that edge of assertiveness and moved into the realm of pushiness. And a customer can sense when, you know, you're kind of in a bind, because I've seen it with hundreds of salespeople over the years. The ones that are really in a financial bind, or that they are getting a lot of pressure from outside influences, including the company or their boss, they don't know how to separate that when they're talking to the customer. And the customer can feel that, hey, this person is really desperate to make a sale, and they're telling me almost anything that they think I want to hear in order for me to say yes. So just to recap, guys, I want to talk about why salespeople are pushy, okay? Why we have a right sometimes to be pushy, and why we can accept and understand why customers feel like that we're being pushy. Because number one, they lie to us. Okay. Number two, they don't appreciate the benefit of making that decision or making that decision quickly. All right. Number three, that deal may actually be time sensitive and they have an expiration date of when they can capitalize on it. Fourth thing is pressure from outside. The boss, your supervisor, the company, sales quotas, all those things pressure you into being pushy. And then the last thing is that we're on commission only. And we have to be sometimes a little bit more than assertive in order to be pushy. In order to make that sale. So just to be clear, this does not go against the sales is simple selling approach. Okay. What I want to tap into today is the feeling that we all get and understanding why we sometimes can get pushy and why the industry as a whole is viewed as being pushy by customers. Okay, all those things that I listed today is what causes salespeople to be pushing. As long as you recognize and understand the things that make a customer feel like we're being pushy, you have better control over not appearing to be pushy to that customer. Yeah, you get tired of them lying. Yeah, you're working on commission only. Yeah, you got to get the point across that this deal is time sensitive. But it's the way you carry yourself, the way you speak to them, the way you connect with them, that's going to make them feel like either you are really trying to earn their business or you're just trying to push them to make a decision faster than they want to make. Okay? Being a professional and really trying to earn their business, you can do the same things that you would be doing to be pushy, but it's going to come across different to the customer. They're not going to feel like you're trying to strong arm them, and they're going to be more apt and more relaxed to make a decision with you, say yes, and move forward with the product. So guys, that's this week's episode. I know we ran a little bit of over 20 minutes this week, but this was very important because we are salespeople, and mentally, we all wrestle with the fact of living and working in a career where people feel like that we're always out there to get them. So hopefully you got some information from this week's episode to understand how the customer sees us and understand how we view ourselves and why we feel the way we feel when we're dealing with customers, when we're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, and the importance of being a professional that earns their business versus one who is trying to force them to make a decision that they either don't want to make or they want to make faster than they have anticipated making that decision. Okay. So I look forward to talking to you again next week. Please make sure to check out the show notes for any links regarding some information that you may be interested in. Follow me on social media, staying abreast of the Sales a Simple book, getting some more information on the online course, the Sales Pro Academy. All of the information will be available in the notes with links for you to go over to that information. Look forward to talking to you again next week. And always remember that the best way for you to get what you want is by giving others what they want.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Sales is Simple podcast. If you have received some value from what you've heard today, please spread the word to others who may benefit as well. You can also leave a rating and review with your comments or suggestions for future episode topics. Have a productive sales week, and we'll talk to you soon.